Well, I was very surprised and disappointed to hear that on the radio today, especially, you know, considering that it's nearly been a week since the parade, or the protest, sorry.
Do you think it is just public publicity seeking?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I mean, if Campaign Won't Pay have a problem with the Sinn Féin leadership, that's one thing. But I think it was very, very insulting to all the grassroots members who came out in force to show their opposition to Irish Water, and who always have come out in good numbers.
That being said, though, has this movement not been apolitical? And when you have a party then showing banners using the party name and logos, that makes it political?
Well, I think, yeah, everyone's entitled to carry whatever banner they like. And it just so happens that because Sinn Féin have such a large amount of grassroots members, I mean, you know, I don't see any harm in them taking their banners there. I mean, we're all fighting for the one thing at the end of the day.
Well, many people listening would think that's not the case, because there seems to be quite a lot of division within the anti-water charges movement, at least in this county.
Well, I would like to counter that, because ourselves at Right to Water have always done our best to include all groups and all you know, varieties of people who are against water charges. We have always afforded Campaign Won't Pay speaker at our marches. So I'm a bit baffled as to why there seems to be such an issue.